At the time, the State Department had identified 34 international terrorist organizations, approximately two-thirds of which are headquartered in the Middle East and Central Asia. Of those 34, six had shared characteristics that were of deep concern to me, and should be of deep concern to all Americans. Those six are Al-Qaeda, the Abu Nidal Organization, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Palestinian Liberation Front, and Hezbollah. Each is supported by a state that possesses weapons of mass destruction, has a long history of hating and killing Americans, and has the ability to strike within the United States. After the attacks of September 11th, the Congress had given the President the authority to go after only one of those groups, Al-Qaeda. I have a long-standing concern about Hezbollah, which Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage has referred to as the A-team of international terrorists, and which I fear could become the next Al-Qaeda, or could join with Al-Qaeda to form a deadlier alliance, both within the United States and abroad. Hezbollah, whose name literally translated means the Party of God, was formed in 1982 in response to the Israeli invasion of Lebanon. Based primarily in Lebanon and Syria and financed from Iran, Hezbollah is a radical Shia group that takes its ideological inspiration from the Iranian Revolution and the teachings of the Ayatollah Khomeini. Hezbollah formally advocates the establishment of Islamic rule in Lebanon and the liberation of all occupied Arab land.